VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a short while ago, the United States Senate voted to confirm Javier Becerra as Secretary of Health and Human Services. That vote was 50-49, with Senator Susan Collins of Maine being the only Republican that voted for this nomination. This position will have a huge impact on our nation as it pertains to advancing the killing of the unborn by means of abortion. It's a sad day for our nation. This position is also going to impact on what happens in our public schools across this land. And public schools is our topic today, as our guest has been calling for a public school exit for over 22 years. Today, we're going to learn why. Join us today as we welcome retired Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore. He's an Army Reserve chaplain and veteran of Gulf War I, which he was awarded the Bronze Star Medal. He's a director of the Exodus Mandate Project and chairman of the Christian Education Initiative and chairman of PublicSchoolExit.com. He's a homeschooling pioneer, author of Let My Children Go. He is scriptwriter and executive producer of the 2015 film Escaping Common Core, Setting Our Children Free, which, by the way, has been featured here on the Crosstalk program. Ray, thanks so much for joining us here today on the broadcast.
Hey, Jim, I'm so honored to be on your network. I just have respected this work for many, many years. I have been a guest before several times, but glad to be back on now.
Well, indeed. And we do want to thank you for your service in our nation's military, Ray.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad we're talking about this topic because it's a hot one right now.
Yeah, and that's why I also want to say thank you for your service to the Christian community as well, as it comes to a warning that you've been issuing for over two decades. And we're going to look at specific top reasons why you're urging an exit from public schools. But I'd like to begin by asking you, what produced this passion in you, Ray, especially staying in this battle for some 22 years? What's given you that passion?
Well, my wife and I started homeschooling our oldest son in 1977 when I was finishing up my theological seminary training at Grace Theological Seminary in Winona Lake, Indiana. And I've always been kind of in an activist family and very conservative family, so I kind of came by it naturally. But we began then to homeschool. He was 6 years old. He's 50 now. And we just right away saw this was something really special and unique, and we saw the blessing that it was for our own children. And we did it off and on probably 20 years. The children now all grown, 50, 45, 42, and 38, and they were homeschooled usually up through middle school, and then we tended to put them in a private Christian school, an evangelical Christian school in the middle and upper school years. And now we have eight grandchildren, and they've kind of generally gone through the same process.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen it, and we feel this is God's way. The scripture is very clear that the education of children belongs to the family and the church, not government. But Christians and churches, you know, 170 years ago began to surrender the responsibility for education to the state or to the government. And it wasn't always as bad as it is now. They allowed us to participate. There was kind of a level playing field. Christians could be in the schools and, you know, state what they believed. But that's no longer allowed, and it's becoming very damaging now. And this, all the waste and garbage and debris of a 170-year failed experiment in state education is now washing up on our shores all at once. And people are just horrified at what's going on. So now's the time to make the switch, and we're in an opportune moment to see more happen than we've ever dreamed of.
You indicate on your website that Public School Exit is more than an organization, you're a movement. Tell us about that movement.
Well, I started the Exodus Mandate Project about 25 years ago as a ministry, and now I'm teaming up with a group called PublicSchoolExit.com, and I'd like your audience to make note of that webpage. They're based in San Diego, and I'm the chairman, but it's got a tremendously talented group of people. Dran Rees is the CEO, Alex Newman, who I think has been on your program a number of times, the executive director, and we're just humming. They've got a wonderful staff, and they've asked me to be the chairman and be one of the spokesmen. And of course, I'm on calls. We do a lot of conferencing, and we're reaching out all over the nation, and just some really wonderful things happening. Just very recently, the Illinois Family Institute, which I think is based in maybe the greater Chicago area, the Townley Park, is probably one of the premier Christian policy and family groups in the nation, and they're partnering with us, and they're going to take up more than they ever have before to grow in the state of Illinois private Christian and homeschooling. And they have a good budget. They've been around a long time, and we're just so excited about this partnership with that family institution, and we're hoping to see other family policy groups in the various states to join in that effort.
Ray, we're going to look at, and you've got a wonderful article on your site that is giving the top reasons to exit public school. And what I'd like to do is mention the reason and have you give us a brief response as to why you see this as being a reason for the exiting from the public education system. The number one issue you have listed is that of indoctrination. Tell us your concern.
Well, the schools are thoroughly secular and anti-Christian in precept and practice, and they're indoctrinating their children at warp speed. And the pastors and churches and families just haven't really kept up. But this has been going on a long time. And because I helped produce a movie some years ago called Indoctrination, and that did very, very well. I was the executive producer for that, and Colin Gunn and Joaquin Fernandez were the directors. And we think it had 3 or 4 million views. It's still out there. If your audience wants to get it, they can contact indoctrinationmovie.com.
Matter of fact, we've also got it available through our ministry. Here, your Escaping Common Core DVD, as well as Indoctrination, both the book and the DVD we make available through VCY.
Well, thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep that going because it's still very current, even though it's about 10 years old now. So we're trying to bring that back around and bring it back up and make it available so your audience could order that. But and the book, by the way, is very, very good. Everybody who has a appearance in the movie has a chapter in the book. So it's a terrible thing, and the schools are not supposed to be doing this, but they are. And so we now know there's other data that shows 70% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 34-year-olds, are turning away from Christianity and the church and are self-identified socialists and Democrats, 70% of that age group. So we're losing our children because Christians have handed them over to the state to be indoctrinated, and we're trying to correct that.
And this topic of indoctrination, the number one issue on here, we're going to see that flow through many of these other points we talk about here today as well. Ray, then the second one you have is dumbing down.
Right. There was a time, Jim, I finished high school in 1961. That tells you how old I am. I may look 60, but I really am 77, but okay. I'm still going strong. But we still had a chapel once a month in a public school and prayer and Bible reading in homeroom every day. We would say the Lord's Prayer and read a text or chapter of Scripture in a public school. And that all changed very radically in 1962 and 63 with the prayer and Bible reading decisions by the Supreme Court. So this is not a new problem. It really, we took a deep dive into indoctrination starting in the 60s in America. So it's the dumbing down is really a problem, too, because at that time, even though the schools weren't Christian, they fostered a fundamental, traditional, conservative pedagogy, and math 2 plus 2 was 4.
Mm-hmm.
and you had physics, and you learned.
Still is, by the way.
Right, yeah. And that was back then. It's not true now with the new math. But so we studied Shakespeare and Chaucer and, you know, the American history, and all that was taught in the traditional way. Mm-hmm. And so you still got a good education in many of these public schools, but that's not true now. They are not learning a basic math and reading and writing, and they're coming out and they really haven't been dumbed down. So your kids are not getting good education in many public schools. Now, I'm sure there are exceptions, and probably some are in the sound of my voice, but generally speaking, it's not true anymore.
Item number three, and I think we're going to, matter of fact, more than I think, I know we're going to see this become even more aggressive under a Biden administration. And number three is sexualizing children. And it's not going to be helped by the nomination we just saw come through as Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Yes, I hate to say it, but the Biden administration is probably going to help our movement. When the Republicans are in power, often the conservative and traditional people relax, and even though there were many good things we could say about the Trump administration, the education department was still under the same control of the same rogue group, even though there was a supposed conservative that was the Secretary of Education. So it's going to frighten people, and it's going to help our movement grow, and I hate it that that's the way it is.
Yeah.
We do know, Jim, right now, there's been a minimum, at least a 10 to 15% uptick in homeschooling. And 10 to 15% are never going to return after the COVID shutdown. And I know a lot of the states are bringing the schools back now, even as I speak. And it's possible that 25 to 30% will not return. And that figure somewhat depends on how aggressive the churches get in setting up new schools in their churches, how aggressive and faithful the pastors are,
mm-hmm.
and how the activist people and networks like yours, you can do a lot to help this movement, as you're doing today by having me as a guest. And I would urge you maybe to periodically have people like me on, because we're in a divine moment. A Greek word is a kairos moment, which are two Greek words for time. One is chronos, and the other one is kairos. And that really means a divine or opportune moment. And we're in one of those kinds of moments right now for the growth of K-12 Christian schools and homeschooling. We could be in a 100-year moment right now. We don't know how long it will last. You know, Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, I think it is, he said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is today, for the night cometh when no man can work. And these open doors and wonderful opportunities come in church history every so often, and Christians have to step up and be the men and women of God they've been called to be, and not be laggards and passive and hold back. And that's where we are right now.
We're going to take a quick break here. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore is with us today, and representing publicschoolexit.com. We're going to get back to these points as to why they are making the case here for the exiting of public schools, and we're going to come back and revisit this point number three as far as the sexualizing of children. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what kind of life lives in the deep ocean?
Chris, we're just now beginning to explore the deep ocean. Recently, a very exotic form of life was discovered around seafloor vents, where superheated water bubbles out from the interior of the earth into the cold oceans. There's no light down there, but submarines have discovered much life around these vents. Evolutionists are quick to point out that this must be the kind of life that was the original life billions of years ago, but not so fast. Recent research projects have shown that these pods of life around the seafloor vents are not old in any sense. They may be only a few thousand years old, not billions as required by evolution. And they certainly didn't spring to life from non-living chemicals. If it's living, God created it, and He did so back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore with us today on Crosstalk. Public school exit is our topic, and folks, just a reminder, the videos that he has produced, the others mentioned too, you'll find them in our crosstalkamerica.com. You can look under the store under DVDs. You'll find them there. But we're talking about the top reasons as public school exit has .com has put together for exiting the public schools. The first one being indoctrination, dumbing down, and now the sexualizing of children. And Ray, it is just shocking. I mean, the stories are so voluminous that are coming in from school districts or from parents saying, my child was given, you know, this particular survey today, and I can't even repeat the questions on air. I mean, they are that intrusive. And we hear about the school boards that are forcing this so-called comprehensive sexual education on children today, starting with preschool, but kindergarten. I mean, they're already talking about gender identity and boys can be girls and girls boys, etc. We've got some systems that are saying you can't even say the terms mom and dad anymore. I mean, it is crazy what's going on under the LGBTQ plus indoctrination that's going on in the sexualizing of children.
Yeah, the documentation for this is overwhelming. I don't know. You know, we can't address, I think there's 100,000 school districts in America. I'm not quite sure of that number, but we can't address every particular case. And so a lot of people live in kind of a denial, a delusion that it's not happening in my school, they say. Mm-hmm. It's happening in all those other schools, but that's just not true anymore. I live in a Bible Belt state, and you know, where the Baptists are dominant in much of the South, and they're generally very conservative and Christian people, and it's happening right there under their noses.
Yeah.
The pastors are just, they're oblivious to it. It's just an incredible thing to see how out of touch so many of them are. They should be leading their flocks, and in the sound of this, your network, there should be hundreds, if not several thousand, new Christian schools starting in local churches over the next few years. And so we're trying to really push that with a public school exit. And let me say something about the site again. There's so much good information there. It's really the best fine-tuned website of its kind, maybe in the country. A lot of people don't know how to begin this process. They say, yeah, something's wrong in the schools. We need to do something. But then the headlights at that point, they don't know what to do. And so the site has a lot of information and telling them what and how to go about it, and everything you need to know is on that site. And so I'd urge your audience to go there. And we have a consultation service with the public school exit now where they can call and talk to a consultant. And right now I'm in some consultation with a Southern Baptist church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Actually, it's right smack in between Dallas and Fort Worth, and they're planning to start a Christian school in the fall, and they've got a very outstanding potential headmaster. The pastor himself is a Texas A&M graduate and has a seminary degree from one of the Baptist seminaries, and he's an accountant. They're a sharp guy, and they're going to start up a Christian school right in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So there's a lot of that going on all over the country right now. There's sort of an awakening. But what we're advocating should have happened 20 years ago, Jim, and we're late coming to the game.
Well, Ray, at the same time, we are seeing Christian schools closing and others that are struggling to survive for lack of students and parents who you know, have their children go to the schools. I mean, that's a real phenomena as well that's going on right now.
Well, part of the reason for that is that the pastors are not teaching the Word of God on this. I mean, you know, the Scripture is very clear, and we haven't looked at, really, in my opinion, the most important reason to get out is it's commanded by God. You know, there are so many texts on and on, Deuteronomy 6, 1-9. The Great Commission itself is a Christian education text. And evangelicals live by the Great Commission. They base everything on it, but yet they leave out and do not ever address verse 20, where Jesus said, teaching them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the age. And we use it for evangelism, where it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But verse 20 is a clear mandate for Christian education. And we base our pulpit ministry, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, everything we do in the church with education is partially based on that verse 20 of the Great Commission. But at the same time, Christians hand their children off to pagans to educate at the K-12 level. It doesn't compute. So there's a breakdown in the clergy, and they're not teaching because they are the natural leaders of the church, and it's their duty to give the Word of God on education. So if they have any pastors that lack this information, they can contact publicschoolexit.com. Or my webpage, my private ministry, which is 25 years old. I don't have as much information as we have on Public School Exit, but we have a lot of books and movies and pamphlets on what needs to be taught. But the pastor has got to instruct his people. He's got to give them the Word of God. And a lot of them don't want to do that because they have so many public school families in their church. They're more concerned about maintaining their jobs than they are taking care of the flock. And I hate to have to say that on your program, but unfortunately I've come to conclude that it's true, and it might be true of 25% of them at least.
You mentioned, you referred to your site, but did not give us the name of your site.
Okay, my website is exodusmandate.org, and I'm part of both that and the publicschoolexit.com, but right now we want to primarily promote publicschoolexit.com because of all the good things that we have there on that site. But people want to contact me directly or personally, they can contact me through exodusmandate.org.
Point number four you have is data mining and profiling students. Tell us about this data mining.
Well, they're studying everything about a family or a child, so they can find ways through social media to manipulate them and appeal to them, and then they're turning some information, private information that should be strictly private for a family, over to different secular organizations, and so it violates our privacy as well.
There's another one you have on here. I'm jumping way down the list, but it's a pretty hot topic right now, forced vaccination in public schools.
Right. I don't know if it's come to that yet, but that train is moving down the track pretty fast, and people should not be forced to do that. My wife and I personally are not going to take the vaccination. We're not sure of its safety. But if people want to opt out of that, they should be able to. And, of course, I don't want to mix that in strictly with the message of Christian education. But we do know there's a cure. We've had hydroxychloroquine available in the culture for 70 years, and we were required to take it in the Vietnam War for malaria. And we find that it actually works for COVID-19. So we don't need a vaccination if there's a treatment that works 100% of the time if you catch it early. So this is a dangerous trend, too, and children should not be forced to be vaccinated, particularly without their parents' permission.
And, and this is where it comes into the indoctrination as well, because pending right now in Washington, D.C. is this horrible legislation that they passed within the city of D.C., where students as young as 11 can opt to take the vaccination without parental knowledge or consent. There are resolutions in the House and Senate to stop this, but they have failed to take up these resolutions at this particular point. But so here you can have the indoctrination given to children. Your parents don't know, about the science of this. You are educated, and you should get the vaccine. And they can receive this, should this legislation go through, again, without parental knowledge or consent. They will not even put in school forms that the parents have access to.
Well, it gets back to the point, Jim. There is no reason, biblically, practically, academically, as far as medical reasons, that a family should stay in these schools. In the earlier years of doing this ministry, I was a little more careful, but I think I can safely say if you're informed as a parent and you're letting your children stay there, this is a height of irresponsibility. It really is a kind of a form of child abuse, and you lose your children.
You feel that strong about it, Ray?
Yeah, I do.
Another point you have here is radical labor unions. What do labor unions have to do with schools?
Well, the teachers' unions really run and control the public schools, and so her parents have very little to say, and we know some of them are very naive about that. They think they can go in and talk to the principal and everything will be fine, and they're not listening. We've seen many cases where parents will complain, and the teacher or the principal will say, "Yes, ma'am, thank you," and nod his head and just listen, but nothing ever changes. And we think many cases they're just laughing behind their backs. So they're not going to listen to you, and they're not going to change, and the system really can't be repaired. It can't be fixed. It's a socialistic model. And socialism, public education, is socialism in education. And socialism does not work, and it has never worked in the history of man. And we've had whole nations that were based on it, and the Soviet Union was until about 1989, and it collapsed finally under the weight of a faulty model. And so we've got that in public education. Socialism simply means the state owns services, public services like education, and the means of production. And anything that works well in society works on a free market, better on a free market system. And so we believe that public education should be abolished, and the only way that will ever happen is if families will pull out in enough numbers that will collapse under its own weight. And that could happen. We have, I think, 100,000 evangelical churches in America. It's an incredible number. And they're small, but, you know, if a third of them would start Christian schools so they would collaborate in communities, we could pull millions of children out of these schools overnight.
Let me ask you this, Ray, because I know that there are people listening right now who said, you know what, I hear what you're saying, I agree with what you're saying, but in fact, this is my only option. Our church doesn't have such a school, there's not a private Christian school in our area, or if we did, I couldn't afford to send my child to private education, to Christian education, or I have to work, I don't have the time to do homeschooling. Speak to that parent who is feeling that right now.
Well, I would tell them, first of all, there is a God, and you can pray to that God, and he will answer prayer. So to say you're trapped in these schools and you're going to go ahead because you've got to do this, or you can't do that, or you can't do this, and you're just going to wash your children away, you know, God's going to hold you accountable for taking care of your children on Judgment Day. You don't get a do-over. So that's the first thing. You've got to start there, and there is a way of escape. Now, the biggest problem we have is that the churches are not doing their job. So you need to take a committee in the church and go to the pastor and the elders and just demand that they start a school. And if he, you know, won't do it, maybe you should look for a church at will. It's just that simple. But that's one thing. And so that takes time, but you can't just sacrifice your children. And 20 or 30 years ago, this would have been so critical, as I mentioned. But now, all the debris and garbage and waste of a 170-year failed experiment is washing up on our shores at one time, and we just can't leave them there any longer.
Ray Moore, our guest here today on Crosstalk. I'm opening our phone lines, folks. We'll take your questions, your brief comments. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. Our number, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
How can three persons be one God? Does the Bible support slavery? Is homosexuality acceptable to God? Is it okay for Christians to get hypnotized? Is suicide an unforgivable sin? How can I talk to a Muslim about Jesus? Why was Abel's offering accepted by God when Cain's was rejected? Hundreds of questions just like these are addressed in The Big Book of Bible Answers by respected Bible scholar Ron Rhodes. Consisting of over 400 pages, Ron addresses some of the most common questions about the Bible, about God, Jesus, humanity, salvation, angels and demons, prophecy, the afterlife, ethics, and apologetic issues with clear, concise answers. The Big Book of Bible Answers is available from VCY for a donation of just $17 or more. Simply request it with your donation when you call 1-800-729-9829.
Again, friends, you'll find those resources like Escaping Common Core DVD, Indoctrination DVD, or the Indoctrination book on our website at crosstalkamerica.com. And just you can find it there. Click under the store and then look under DVDs for that information. Our guest here is Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore. He's retired, now an Army Reserve Chaplain, but a veteran of the Gulf War I. Our topic today is public school exit. And matter of fact, they've got a website, publicschoolexit.com. And Ray, I know you've got many helpful pieces of information on there for a parent who just says, I don't know how, I don't know what to do, I don't know anything about curricula. For instance, part of the network of stations with us today is Pensacola Christian College. And I see you've got a link on your website right to their Rebecca curricula.
Right. I might want to say that my wife and I started personally homeschooling our children in the late 70s, and Abeka and the Bob Jones curricula were the two principal ones we used in the early years. So I know that program very, very well, and they were very much in the forefront of this movement, you know, probably 20 years ago.
And continue today. And friends, we're going to take your phone calls here today at Crosstalk 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Sussex, Wisconsin. Joseph, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Colonel Moore, for your work. I have a great story regarding my own two sons, whom we homeschooled for the first 3 years, and then we moved them into the Lutheran school system. And the problem was that our sons tested two full academic years ahead, and so we had to compromise them to get them in there, bring them down 1 year. But we have had a phenomenal experience with the Lutheran public Lutheran school system for the last 10 years. They're now in high school and still in the Lutheran system. And the point I wanted to make was, from a mission point of view, an evangelistic mission point of view, they have my sons for 6 hours a day, 180 days a year, and for 10 years. I mean, you can't get that kind of face time out on a mission field by sending a, you know, some people out there to evangelize the nations. This school is an awesome opportunity for missions. The other point I wanted to make was that I think we find ourselves being Puritans in the sense that, okay, if we're in the public school system, we're going to purify it from within. And then when we realize that that's not possible, then we become pilgrims and we have to leave and go to better land.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Joseph. We'll have our guest comment.
Yeah, great. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you brought the Wisconsin situation up. I sometimes remember to mention it on my own. Yeah, there's something very unique with the Wisconsin Lutheran Synod. I believe, and I've looked at it lately, that they have about 300,000 children in the state of Wisconsin alone in their school, their parochial Christian schools. Now, if we look at early American history, the all education was delivered by churches and family groups until Horace Mann put in the state-run public school system in Boston in the 1840s. There was no public education in America for 200 years as we now know it. And gradually, when that came in, he said, you can keep, we'll keep catechism and the Ten Commandments and the public schools, but we'll let you do your particular pet doctrines at home or at church. And the Protestant clergy fell for that. They went for it. Primarily because, and this is a kind of a sad chapter with Protestants, Catholic immigrations really began strongly in the 1830s in the New York and Boston and Philadelphia. They just came in by the hundreds of thousands from Ireland because of the potato famine, and it spooked the Protestant clergy because we were almost entirely a Protestant nation until that time. And Horace Mann got a lot of the clergy to agree to collectively pool the resources and let's have a tax-subsidized state-run model. And that began in the 1840s. And the Catholics realized that they were going to be coerced, and so they pulled away and set up a vast parochial school system. But the Lutherans did not go for it, and they kept their parochial Christian schools, and so did a lot of the Dutch Reform, Christian Reform. The Baptists never got the memo from the Lord for some reason. That's my background. And they ran, and they were running the public schools through much of the South. And now the system is just turned on us, and we're being expelled in every way, so they're waking up slowly. But kudos to the Lutherans in Wisconsin and Missouri Lutherans and Dutch Reform. A lot of them are in southwest Michigan. So there were Protestants who kept their parochial schools, and it sounds like Joseph put his children through that, and I'm quite confident that was a good decision.
Let's go to Kentucky next, and caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Greetings, Colonel Moore and Jim. Yeah, I believe there's two immigration bills up this week in the Congress and also the U.N. with surrounding Middle East countries of Syria, where there are literally hundreds of thousands and into the millions of Syrians.
Okay, did you have a question for our guest today?
Yes, my question is, I didn't hear it on the Colonel's agenda, but I believe that there's about to be a massive flood. They're asking for, at this conference, they're asking for the United States to be participant in it, in order that Syrian refugees would...
Okay, we're dealing with education here today on the program. Do you have a question on education?
Pardon?
Do you have a question on education, our topic today?
It's about education. That those children will be influxed into our schools massively.
Okay.
So you have the doctrine of Islam. I would like for the Colonel to please comment on that. That's in the works right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not... For me, specifically with that, I'm not following that, because I'm not in favor of this immigration plan, and frankly, you know, the Muslim influx is very, very dangerous. This is how they conquer a society. They immigrate in large numbers.
Well, and as the caller is pointing out here, I mean, Islamic education, we're finding Islamic teachings in the textbooks. We're finding students that are required to memorize even the Islamic confession of faith. They have to memorize the pillars of Islam. That is in direct contradiction to biblical teaching here, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, that's right. And that's just another reason to get them out. You know, Christian children should be taught the ways of Christ, the Bible, and not taught alien religions. And so I don't know all the particulars of what he was talking about, but yeah, they would be influxing, and I'm sure the administration is in favor of that. So, but know this, it's driving more and more people out. And we can see over the next few years, if Christians will do their duty, parents will become responsible, and pastors will do their duty to lead their flocks, we could see millions. And we think that it is possible with the COVID shutdown that we're going to see 10 or 15% permanently and never return. Yeah. And already that's caused a double of the number of homeschoolers. We're up to 6, maybe 7 million. I'm not sure it's growing
so
fast.
And caller, you're right about the Islamic indoctrination, though. It is something that's going forth in the textbooks.
Yes. Jim, if I may, real quick, I know you have other callers, but you can follow this. All of this is very clear on Al Jazeera. And that's a problem that a lot of people don't stay up with the foreign news service. But this is really an emergency. And it's happening right now, and many people are not aware of it. And thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Sure. We believe if we break away, this is an ideal scenario, and people say it'll never happen, but we can dream and plan for it. If we could pull out in enough numbers Christians, the Christian church has in its power, if it would just obey God when it comes to scriptural commands on how to educate their children, if they would set up a massive Christian school system, just like it's in Wisconsin.
Kenneth in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello, Kenneth. Okay, let's then try go to Connor. Connor in Sioux Falls, you're on the air.
Hey, first off, thanks for the Colonel for being on the show. My question, or maybe I'd give a little scenario what's going on first. My children go to a ELCA Lutheran school in Sioux Falls, and I believe the teachings are much too liberal, and just the teachings of the church are too liberal for my views. Should I bring my kids to a Missouri Lutheran church or our school, or what do you think I should do? I'm very conflicted on this right now.
I can't comment on a particular school because I don't know, but I know the Missouri Lutherans are much more theologically sound and conservative than the ELC. My wife was raised in a liberal Lutheran group, and, you know, it wasn't even converted. She had been catechized and confirmed, but she didn't know Christ as her personal Savior until she was 15 through the witness of an independent Bible church. And, because we've been married now 51 years and following the Lord together, hand in hand, all that time. So I would look at it, you know, very carefully, but I'd be hard-pressed to. But you got to know this also, that even the woke movement, the social justice movement, the cultural Marxist movement is encroaching on a lot of our Christian schools, and a lot of them are buying into it. It's quite shocking to see.
And a lot of our churches do.
Yes.
Yeah, ACSI Christian schools accepting the social justice movement. So we're fighting a rear guard, and that's why a lot of people are going to homeschooling, because you're more protected there. But we are in favor of the private campus Christian schools, but we need to try to reform them and be sure they don't buy into liberal teaching.
Yeah. Thank you, Connor. And yeah, indeed, if the values and or the theology is in contrast to what you find written in Scripture itself, that also gives you a mandate there as well, does it not?
Yeah, you're totally right. I've been really conflicted on if I should change churches or not.
Thank you, Connor.
I'll tell you this. If you're unhappy and you can prove and document what's happening in that school and you change, do not leave without giving the headmaster and the board a nice little correction or reprimand on the way out.
Thank you, Connor, for the call. Let's go to Gary in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that when the school bond issues and overrides come up, be sure to vote them down. That's one thing you can do, and pay attention to that, because those are sneak attacks sometimes. They move the voting areas around from place to place, and sometimes you don't get very much information on what the issues are about. So here in Mesa, we, I guess you might say, we're more culturally religious, but not entirely. So when there's an issue coming up for bond issues, that kind of thing, and attend the school board meetings, which is something I'm going to do, stay informed, and do not vote for bond issues or overrides of any sort. And your guest is fantastic. Your show is marvelous. Can't live without it.
Gary, thanks for calling here today. And that's another issue, is all these bond issues, the referenda issues that are just, they're just, you know, a plethora of them that appear on ballots throughout the years as well.
Let me comment on that. That was a very good call, and I'm glad he brought that up. I wouldn't remember it, but I work indirectly with a friend in, I think, Sioux City, Iowa, who has a ministry, an organization, that's all he does is travel the country organizing groups that want to defeat these school bonds. And his webpage is rollbacklocalgov, short for government, rollbacklocalgov. And Jim, I'd urge you to have him on, because he's had some fantastic victories. He's had about 100 contests against the state education in the last, say, 15 years and won 80% of them.
Wow. We're up against the break, so we'll take the break and come back to more of your phone calls here, even in our final segment here on Crosstalk. Our number, 800-733-9829. Our guest website is publicschoolexit.com. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website, worldviewreport.com. Have you read the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto lately? I would challenge all of you to go to a search engine and put in, right now, the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto. You don't need to read the whole manifesto. You just need to read the 10 Planks. Look how many of them have come to pass in America. One of them is the desire of the communists to get control of all food production and agriculture. My friends, we now see the largest owner of farmland in America is reported to be not only Bill Gates, but Ted Turner and China, among others. And now we have the Rockefeller Report the Rockefeller Foundation, putting out a report on taking over America's food system. They want to make food an issue of racial equality. They want to make it a right to eat all the foods that anyone else eats. My friends, they want to take over the food and agriculture. This comes right out of the Communist Manifesto.
Friends, if you've missed the contact websites, let me encourage you right now, get a sheet of paper, pen or pencil, because we'll be giving those before we close out just several minutes from right now. And our guest, Ray Moore, Lieutenant Colonel retired, will be sharing that information with you. Let's go right back to the lines. Holding the longest out of Richland, Washington, we have Carrie calling. Hi, Carrie, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for your program. See, I just wanted to make note, CBN.com put out an article about proposed New York law mandate for sex education for kindergartners and puberty blocker lessons. Some of the things that...
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to get into the details and saying the words. I know it's graphic. Yeah, indeed, we have mentioned the issue of starting at age five and the gender blockers, everything else. But it is horrendous. You're right with that, Carrie.
I know, and I hate saying it, too. I just felt it appropriate that people realize how offensive to God that these things are and that we need to stand up as Christians, yep, and we need to fight this with everything we have. This article alone I sent to all of my daughter's, yep, friends for homeschooling their kids. And just to note, some of these Christian... homeschooling programs are really hard to get a hold of for curriculum. Does your guest have any suggestions on pre-ordering some of them, like Becca and those different ones? My daughter had a hard time getting a hold of those because homeschooling is so popular now.
Hmm. Well, I can't comment on any particular one. It's just that we have quite a number of these listed on our webpage, mm-hmm, publicschoolexit.com. But, you have to be a serious person. You can't be just a flit around, and I know your family wouldn't be like that. You've got to be able to go to that webpage and study and contemplate and research, mm-hmm, and then contact the office, and we can provide a consultant if you need something more specific.
But yeah, so with the curricula, you just have to reach out to the publishers. Indeed, there's been a run on curricula right now as well. But stay in touch with them, and I think that'd be helpful.
Right, and there's, of course, local homeschool associations in every state and community. So reach out to your state or local association. This is not hard to do. It just will take some work.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Steve in Richland, Washington, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Steve. Am I on?
You're on.
Good. Hey, good to have you, Colonel Moore.
Thank you.
We did a homeschool, four of our kids, and all went to Liberty Christian part-time, and then we pulled them out to remodel our house. My wife had a teaching degree. She homeschooled them. We found the best curriculums to be a Becca for starting out, mm-hmm, especially phonics, learning to read. And then Saxon Math, if you're out there listening, a homeschool mother, you can do it. Saxon Math is, we believe, the best. And Bob Jones has some great material, too, for homeschoolers. Our kids got, all four went to college, and there are some classes you can take in high school. Running Start is a great program, and ours worked at Pacific North, the national lab here. And all have, one is a surgeon, got the number one surgery fellowship in America. Wow. But you can do it, and don't hand your kids over. My dad had a saying, it was number one responsibility of a parent is the evangelism of your own children.
Mm. Thank you, so, Steve.
Very good.
Yeah, I and there's a lot of scholarships out there. One son was a National Merit Commended Scholar.
Sure. Thank you so much, Steve, for that. Ray?
Yeah, I can commend. I know several of the ones, and as I mentioned, my wife and I started in 1977, mm-hmm, and we used a Beck and Bob Jones in the early days, mm-hmm, and then, of course, we continued on, but we've used so many other things. But we've graduated, and our children are grown, and we got eight grandkids, and we're praying and trying to work with them. Let me put out a book that my wife and I wrote, years ago, actually it's been about 10 years now, called The Promise of Jonadab, That's Jonadab, The Promise of Jonadab. The subtitle is Building a Christian Family Legacy in a Time of Cultural Decline, which is what we're in now. The culture is collapsing in many ways morally. And this is a book of teaching young families in particular, but it would be good for older as well, how to raise children and disciple them in the faith so that the legacy of the Christian family passes through the generations.
And that's available on your website.
It's on my, yeah, they can contact my website or my office at exodusmandate.org or contact the email exodusmandate@gmail.com, and we'd like a donation of at least $12, but if you can't afford that, it's not a big book, but it's we'll send an autographed copy, and we have gotten a lot of blessing out of that, doing it as a couple, and it's actually been translated into Mandarin, of all things. It's selling quite well in China.
Okay, we got to move to Julie in Pensacola. Julie, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to be an encouragement to those parents that feel that they cannot homeschool because maybe they work or they don't have an education in or a degree in education. I worked all of my son's life homeschooling him with Rebecca. I chose to buy the program one where the videos came to my home and he watched the videos, and it was really a great help. We went through the whole program, you know, from kindergarten all the way to graduation. And today he's living for the Lord. So I know it can be done. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Thank you, Julie. We're going to squeeze one last call in. Dave in Brookfield, you're on the air.
Yeah, just real quick addressing the question on the Lutheran school. I went to Missouri Synod Lutheran school through eighth grade. It was a great education. I just recommend to him that you get out of the ELCA. Preferably get out of the Lutheran Church because of the infant baptism issue. Get into an independent Baptist church or something like that.
Thank you, Dave.
But if you have to go to a Lutheran church, go to a Missouri Synod.
Thank you, Dave, for your comment here. We've have time just for a closing comment here. And the website, publicschoolexit.com, publicschoolexit.com. We've got 30 seconds. What do you want to leave with our listeners here, Ray?
Yep. This is a key to revival. If the Christian church and families will step up and give their kids a Christian education, if the pastors will lead their flocks, it can bring about the revival of our families, our church, and perhaps our nation. We might actually be saving our nation as well. So this is the key. This is the revival that we've all been looking for. And so I commend it to you, and take a look at these websites, and we need practical action. And go to your pastor and tell him it's time to get going and start a Christian school.
Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore, our guest today, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
And friends, thanks for joining us here on Crosstalk. Again, the websites that he provided, publicschoolexit.com, and his personal site as well, exodusmandate.org. Thanks so much for joining us today here on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.